This is the Hub Podcast with Louise Clark.
Hi, Louise.
Hi, Mabel. How are you? It's so great to talk to you.
Lovely to talk to you too.
Well, you're very welcome to be joining us on iRadio, especially when you've got such a busy summer. So it's great to have a chat with you.
Are you in Dublin? Where are you?
Well, I'm actually in the west of Ireland, where it probably rains the most in Ireland.
I'm sorry. I hope your summer isn't too dreary.
I'm not going to lie, it hasn't been great. It's been a mixture of rain and sunshine, but you know what? We're still making the most of it with all the concerts
exactly.
and gigs.
Exactly. The show
absolutely.
Goes on, right?
Oh, definitely. Well, I have to congratulate you on your latest single, Female Intuition. Congratulations. And how does it feel to have another single out in the world?
It feels incredible. I'm so blessed to be able to do what I do. Just so happy. But also this round of stuff feels particularly close to my heart and special because I've worked so hard on really making sure that, like, I was trusting my intuition on all of this and listening to myself and really just trying to be my real authentic self. And I think that's easier said than done in a world where there's so much noise. I do really feel like I've worked so hard on that and I'm so proud. So yeah, this music is really close to my heart.
I love the fact that, you know, like, your lyrics really speak to people in the songs that you have. And, you know, like, even just listening to them, you can tell that you're kind of talking about, you know, society we live in today, the way that the world is changing, all of that kind of stuff. Is that really important to you when you're putting your music out into the world, that it actually, I'm not saying that, you know, with other songs and other artists throughout the years that they haven't been prominent topics, but I think it, I don't know why, but whenever I listen to your music, it really hits me and I go, oh yeah, I actually need to think more about that, if that makes sense.
I think it's really important for me to for people to relate, I think, to what it is I'm saying. Obviously be true to who I am.
Yeah.
But it's really important for me that, I mean, yes, particularly, you know, anybody who's ever felt like an outsider or may not be comfortable with who they are, or whether that be your sexuality or your race or, you know, whatever it may be. For me, I've always wanted people to feel like I could be their friend, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I think there's so much going on in the world right now. And music should bring joy and it should bring peace, but it also should tell the truth, I think.
Yeah.
And music is storytelling for me. It's journaling. It's just about being honest. And so to write things that, you know, at points I've been like when we did Look at My Body, I was like, wow, this is very, very intense, particularly like when we started putting the visuals to it and stuff. And I was just like, but you know what? There are so many people that feel this way, that feel shamed by their bodies and feel defined by their exterior. And same with female intuition. There are so many women scorned by, you know, trash men, and you know, that just that have a story to tell. So I always try and tell my story for as many people as possible.
Absolutely brilliant. And I guess, you know, you're almost, I suppose, with this single, celebrating the fantastic women that are in your life as well. Has there been a lot of, like,
yes,
really great female influences throughout your career, and even as you're young, you know, learning your craft and honing your skills? It sounds like you had a really great female presence around.
Yeah, I mean, I've been saying, you know, this one obviously is storytelling, as all my music is, but it's a dedication and a celebration of all the sisters, aunties, mothers out there that ground and guide and protect. And for me, you know, my mom was always a really strong influence and role model, but also just that she's an incredible woman, if you look at all the things she was doing in her career and...
Yeah.
And also balancing motherhood and being a daughter. And, you know, I look up to her so much and she was always so present for all of us. And then all of her, like, you know, chosen sisters that she has, my auntie, Andy Oliver, I grew up with her children. So her cousin Makita, her her daughter Makita is like my cousin. And so there was just lots of us. I mean, I have two sisters as well. Lots of cousins that grew up with me, like my sisters. And I always just had really strong role models, women that were, you know, working mothers, paving the way. I think, you know, there was also that. I saw my mom and Andy particularly really just saying whatever to the rules. Mm-hmm. You know, they very much like danced the rhythm of their own drum. And I think that's easier said than done. Like one of those things that people always say to you is like, oh, just be yourself. And I always say like, that can be really hard.
Yeah, it can, you know? Especially in this day and age where, you know, you got to think of your social media presence and your TikTok and your Instagram. And, you know, when you really step back and go, well, who am I? And, you know, if I wasn't influenced by all of these things. But like, I love that. And you can hear it in your music as well, that you're just so proud to. And I'd imagine it kind of probably keeps you humble, having such a fantastic group of women around you and, you know, having that influence and all being able to talk about what you're going through together and the world as it is right now.
100%. And we've always been very open. Like, that's one of the things I appreciate so much about my mom and her friends and all my cousins and my sisters, is that like, I've always felt like I can talk to them about anything. And I think there are so many family situations where that necessarily isn't the truth. And so for me to create an open space, like you come to a show and you feel like you're accepted and you're welcome for who you are, is like, it's the reason why I do what I do. It's the human connection with people that really crave it, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Speaking of that, I know you've done quite a lot of festivals, like some really big ones in the UK as well. Have you enjoyed the festival experience so far? Is there any like track that you particularly love performing on stage with this, I suppose, season of festival going?
Oh my God, yeah, it's been so good. I'm actually in Portugal today. That's why my the situation that I'm in right now isn't ideal for interviews, but I was like, no, I wouldn't do them. Just like if there's any noise and whatever. But yeah, I'm here doing a festival today.
Class.
And yeah, they've all been fantastic. I really feel like I've grown as a performer this summer, like really just like pushing the boat out to be the best that I can be. Yeah. And every show I feel like we get better. And I watched Celine Dion's documentary recently. I love Celine. And she said, like, you know, if you want to go fast, you go alone. And if you want to go far, you go together. And I was like, it's so true. You know, I really have a family with me on stage, just like creating magic every show. And every show is different, you know, depending on the crowd. We're like, we're going to do this tonight, we're going to do that tonight, which I love, like the freedom of it. And in terms of tracks, yeah, like the new ones are actually my favorites to perform, which is so unusual because usually, you know, you start the set with something that people know and you end the set with something that people know. And then in the middle, you can throw in some songs that people don't necessarily know. And that can be a bit awkward sometimes. Yeah. But it really hasn't been. Like Female Intuition has got like incredible response. And we put like we mashed it up with More Than a Woman, Aaliyah, at the end.
Amazing.
And like, it's just had like an incredible response. And then also I have a new song also called All Over You, which is in my set, and that also like just gets an incredible response. So yeah.
Well, I'm not surprised at all because you're a fantastic performer, and hopefully I'll get to see you at some point very, very soon. But I wanted to ask you this because I think, you know, it's called Female Intuition. And if you've got any advice, maybe from the last couple of years of, you know, whether it be working hard or, you know, making lots of memories with your family and friends, have you got any advice for young listeners who are trying to trust their own instincts and maybe follow their own passions as well? Because I'm sure you've got
Absolutely.
A lot of people who look up to you and would love to hear that advice.
Absolutely. Tune out the noise. Sometimes you need a little social media break. You need to stop looking at what other people are doing. Like, you know, if you trust your instincts, you know what is right for you. You know what feels right. You know what feels wrong. But with all that noise around you, other people's opinions and lifestyles and whatever, I think that can get lost. I've definitely fallen victim to that. So I would say, like, social media breaks, anything that like your thing, you know, for me, it's exercise, walking my dogs, riding my horses. You know, I have several things where for me, the world just goes quiet.
Yep.
And I think that's really important to tune into your truth because you do know the answer 9 out of 10 times.
That's amazing. Thank you so, so much. Mabel, it's been such a pleasure having a chat to you. I wish you all the best for the rest of the summer. Hopefully we get you to check you out and your brand new tracks very, very soon.
The Hub Podcast with Louise Clark.